Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
From the TV to the movie screen and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so it went from we want to get divorced and do this nicely together to 4 days in and they're filing new documents in court and letting them be publicly seen, which is what Kristen Cavallari is doing to Jay Cutler. It's already gone downhill that quickly. Listen to this, what we learned in the documents that were filed yesterday. We found out that Jay Cutler's emergency filing was sealed, but not Kristen's, okay? But Kristen said that Jay Cutler is blocking her attempt to purchase a new house for her and her three kids. Get this, Riggs. She said that their marriage went to hell in fall of 2019. She started looking for a house then. She said her and Jay decided to try and reconcile.
Okay.
She stopped looking for a house, and then when things were bad again, she started looking, and then he flipped out and said, well, I'm not cool with this anymore, with you looking for a house. So she's claiming that Jay blocked her getting the funds she needed in order to buy a house for her to move out with her kids. And she also claims that Jay basically tries to... basically, she said, even though they were going 3 days on, 3 days off with their kids, she doesn't want that anymore. She thinks it's unhealthy for Jay to be with the kids. And she also doesn't want to live in the same house as him because she says that he will try to bait her into some of these arguments in front of their kids. And she feels like it's
a lot
essentially... She's got a lot of allegations in here, basically.
That's a lot to unpackage, what you just said there. Between blocking the house thing and the kid thing... all of everything. Like, why would you block the purchase of a house? Doesn't she have her own money? Can't she buy her own house?
Yeah, but I mean, you're not just going to go spend that much money on a house when you. I mean, there's still. It's not like that when you get divorced with a lot of money. You don't just go buy a big house and go bleep you. Like, that's a big purchase. You know what I mean?
Or get
like,
a place
not
to,
that easy.
Or get an apartment or something. She can't do that on her own.
Oh,
I find
right.
That's laughable. That's ridiculous.
She's not getting an apartment. She's Kristen Cavallari, and he's going to live in their mansion.
But if you're
come
unhappy
on,
and you have the money and the means, why wouldn't you get out of it right there and then? If she could have, if there was no abuse or anything, she just was sick of the marriage.
For
just
sure.
Just leave.
Well, she's saying that he's doing things in front of their kids that basically garner him as not being as
not
good of
anything.
A parent as her. Wait, well, she gave example. I mean, not specific examples,
right.
But she basically in these statements said
she gave
wife does not believe. Well, no, she said wife does not believe it's in the best interest of either party or their minor children to reside in the same house. She fears the parties are required to remain. If they are, then it would be an unhealthy environment causing irreparable harm to their minor children. She said wife fears situation will escalate as husband tries to make inappropriate statements about her and draw her into an argument in front of the kids. That's the kind of stuff it has in the divorce.
Okay.
And we're not going to read it all.
Inappropriate.
Let's be
statements.
Real.
I want to know. I just have more questions more than anything.
We don't know if what he's saying or...
We don't know.
I don't know.
It's just more allegations.
Crazy.
We knew this would happen though, right? In 4 days, it's gone from 0 to 100. Look at that.
Well, that's divorce.
Yep, 100%.
I'm happy, yep. But I'm pissed.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, and a Throwback Thursday song. You're going to go, oh my God, I forgot about this song. We'll play it for
ooh.
You next. Hold on, all right? Rain right now, but it should be nicer later and nice through the weekend. So we got that to look forward to.
Let me look out my bedroom window and see about this
Give
weather.
Me your bedroom weather your bedroom window weather report.
Yep, looks like hell. See, looks like crap. Have a great day.
Officially from New Berlin. There you go.
All I see is a muddy backyard, and I'm closing the shade again.
So Wisconsin is slowly kind of lifting some business requirements to be closed, and they're opening more stores here and there, little by little. But some stores are adding some restrictions, like Costco just announced that they're going to require all customers to wear masks starting Monday.
You know, Costco is too big city for us. We're too far behind. I mean, seriously, I know I love it. I love it that they're doing it, but they're so ahead of us. They've been like this from the start, no?
The first time I went to Costco at the end of February, they were spraying down carts vigorously. Like,
they were wiping
proactively.
Down carts when
like,
nobody
wow.
else was doing it. No. That's right. We already knew we were having outbreaks and nobody was doing it, but I remember that.
Well, other
and
people were doing it. It was very choosy where you were seeing it, but Costco was the first one that I saw that was like, no, we got this. We'll spray down these carts. You're safe. Go ahead. So Costco mandating masks for customers starting Monday. Menards has already been doing that at some of their stores. And they say if you don't have one, they offer some for sale at Menards for $1. So you can buy one at Menards.
Oh, that's productive. Right. And I was at Menards the other day and I didn't go in. I was doing a pickup.
Yep.
I had to pick up some landscaping stuff. I was doing some yard work. And I pulled up. The guy had a mask on.
Yep.
I had him, and I was in my car, so I didn't put it on until I pulled up to him. And then I gave him my receipt. He said, pull back to the yard. I got my stuff and I left. But we had our masks on the whole time, even in my car when I was talking to him.
Well, the employees are having masks as well. Like Sendix, starting Wednesday, they're starting to require their staff to wear masks.
Well, it's like kind of the least I can do for them. Like, if they're going to work, I cannot breathe on you.
And that's what a lot of the stores are saying. Like, wear one. If not for you, wear it for our employees who are in there working and stocking the shelves for you so that they're safe in case you're carrying something. That's what it's for.
You
got
to be real selfish to not put it together. They're trying to protect their employees and not you. Get it together.
I'll tell you, it feels ridiculously awkward. I understand it feels awkward, but you got to push through that because I was the same way. I felt awkward wearing a mask in Costco the other day, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. I'll push through it. If I got to wear a mask and be uncomfortable for the 20 minutes that I'm in there, that's fine. Whatever.
Riggs, I felt uncomfortable till I realized I was in the majority of people who are now wearing them. So then I didn't feel uncomfortable. I was like, okay.
Yep.
All right. You're not the only one.
So if you go to Costco, be prepared to wear your mask. Everybody starting Monday and just look for it. It's more of a common thing now. So don't judge someone if they are wearing a mask. And I think don't judge someone if they aren't wearing a mask.
I don't know. Speak for yourself, my friend.
Why? But why? Why shame someone?
Because they've told us what we're supposed to be doing. It's not really like, it's like when you go to the doctor and they're like, maybe do this. No, it wasn't maybe do this, Riggs. Come
just
on.
Say and be nice to each other.
Not defending
That's all.
People who are not following
I'm not defending them. I'm saying don't yell at them. Don't be like, why aren't you wearing a mask? What's your problem? I'm saying don't do that. We don't need that right now. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I haven't seen anyone do that. We just think about how you suck because you might be carrying it. That's all we're doing. Well, thinking it. We're not saying it.
Sure, internalize it like a normal person, though.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I get into your little Joe Exotic update for you, Riggs, let me just tell you, I don't know if you saw this, but there was a party over the weekend with 1,000 people at it in Chicago, from us. And Chicago's been pretty hard hit by the virus. Well, there was a house party with 1,000 guests. And in the videos and pictures all posted online, you can see everyone's so close together. It's like the most packed thing where your arms are up against you because you can't move. It's a classic college party, but it's not college. These are like grown-ups.
What in the world of MTV crib-sized house were they in to have 1,000 people? That has to be a building.
It wasn't. It wasn't that big. That must be why they were packed in like sardines. Look, they had strippers. They have videos of like the strippers getting it down and everyone touching her. And I mean, it's like everything you're not supposed to do during COVID. So now the cops are coming out and saying, look, we're just going to sit here on social media. Like they're saying this in New York, Chicago, LA. We're going to sit on social media and we're going to come bust you because that eventually got posted online.
Well, yeah, people are going to share that.
Yeah, there was tons of. So they were like, fine, we'll just sit here and hunker down and look for you people that are partying out there.
Yeah.
And because they were arresting people and citing them in Chicago at that party. Like, no. This is not following social distancing. And the fact you're going to get somebody killed acting like this, you dumb dumb. Right. So, yeah. So, but then Joe Exotic, his prison, it turns out that he's in, has the second highest rate of corona. Virus cases, Riggs.
Joe Exotic's place? Get him out of there.
Yeah.
Get him out.
There's 300 among inmates in his jail. 300 cases of COVID.
That's scary for the inmates, and that's scary for the people that work with the inmates, too, because there's people that work with them directly every day.
Yeah, those are
the
people.
It's like a hospital. It's like a hospital. You know, they have to interact with the inmates.
I'm worried about the staff and the people that have been innocently jailed, but that's another topic for another time.
Like Joe Exotic?
Joe's guilty, but listen.
I almost walked you into that.
Carol Baskin, you know, her husband that they say she killed or whatever.
You mean that she did kill and feed to tigers?
Fine.
Because Carol Baskin killed her husband, Allie.
That's not what her lawyer said yesterday. I read a new article with new quotes from him. He's the guy that would never admit, say it. He said he thinks that the ex-husband, who's a good friend of his, he's almost sure, was strangled and put in a plane, and that they either, I don't know if they he was dead before or after they threw him out, but he's basically said his own friend and lawyer says he believes he was thrown out over the ocean, maybe alive, maybe not, but he's dead now.
Really?
Essentially is what his lawyer and friend said, but he said he didn't know if that was Carol or other people. So
I think did she kill her husband? I think it's 100% her. I think that she fed him to tigers.
Too.
I don't think she dumped him over anything. I think she fed him to tigers.
Well, either one of them would make no one ever appear again. I mean, so
I'm trying to find the Carol Baskin song. Oh, here it is.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
What? Killed her husband. Whacked him.
Whacked him.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers. They snack him. What's happening?
Carol Baskin.
Gosh, it's so creepy how, like, she still looks in the camera all psychotically when she talks about him, too. She's like, my husband, I don't know where he is with big eyes. And you're just like, this is getting weird.
Yes, you do know, Carol. You know.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie, safer at home and social distancing are kind of the norm now. A lot, you hear it talked about on television. We talk about it on our show.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere, which is, if you know it, what is it? What does it mean if I tell you safer at home and social distancing? What would you be doing?
It means that I should not be going out unless it's essential.
Okay.
And I should be trying not to. And then when I do go out, I need to stay 6 feet away from people.
Yeah.
And now, as this is all from the coronavirus task force, and now according to them, which is led by the vice president, we should also be wearing a mask. So mask, 6 feet away, better be really freaking essential if you're going out.
Yeah. So
those are my three guidelines for it. Why is that right? Did I win the test?
You did win the test. You passed the
test. Mr. Riggs.
Now here's a follow-up test, your bonus question. Would you consider it okay to meet up with your neighbors and have a little gathering in one of the neighbors' houses in the front yard and sit in a big circle?
Well, how far away are you?
You're sitting in just a regular circle. You got it like you could probably put a bonfire in the front if you wanted to.
And you're never going around, near each other?
You're all sitting around a fire.
Do you bring your own booze or do you take from the host?
No, you bring your own. Bring your own.
Oh, so you show up, you don't touch anyone, you don't go near anyone, you set your chair up far away, then I'm good with it.
All out in front of a house?
Yeah, because my neighbors were not like mingling, but they've definitely said, does anyone want to sit at the end of your driveways and like hang? So what's the difference?
Sitting at the end of the driveway is one thing, but this was a whole like party that was going on in the backyard of a friend's house in California. So
well,
it was people
if they're
sitting
too close, then there's a problem. Yeah.
It is said it looked dangerously close. He said there were probably 20 people. And then he felt weird because he was like, should I be spying on
20?
My neighbors? Yes, 20. Because he was like, that looks like a lot of people. And he started counting and he goes, there's at least 15 to 20 people there, at least. And in California, they have a COVID compliance line. So you can call a number. It's a non-emergency number that's connected to the police. You can say, here's what's going on. Here's what's up. Would you mind
Someone's
checking
not
on
being
it?
Safe and they're putting others' health at risk.
So he called the cops. He called the COVID compliance line. He said 15 minutes later, the cops showed up at their house and broke up their party.
Ooh,
kicked them all out. kicked them all out. I don't know if they got fined or anything, but they went up and they broke it up. And he was like, he felt bad because he knows a lot of the people because they're his neighbors. But what do you do in that situation now? Because we're getting towards the safer at home is supposed to go until May 26th is what Governor Evers said, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
But like you said, I think if it's sitting outside and everybody is spaced apart, very, you know, socially distancing, responsible-wise.
But I was picturing five people, not 20. What you said is like a whole different ballgame. Like five people sitting 10 feet apart in a big driveway and having drinks, fine. But like, no,
20 people in a backyard
party in a backyard is no. Now you're reaching.
See, and you still passed the test. Congratulations, by the way.
Because think about where those 20. Thank you. Think about where those 20 people that made their one essential trip or two or whatever, and then they went out. You just never know. But it don't. Think about how many people one person can spread it to. That's what's so creepy when you think about it.
But I'm wondering if anyone else has had that encounter with people in public where you see someone doing something that you know probably isn't right. And are you at a point now if you see something, say something? Have you confronted somebody about following the rules?
Riggs. I wouldn't encourage that.
I'm just wondering what
if
people
it's something
have done.
I wouldn't approach someone because people are crazy and now we're in quarantine and they're really crazy and they're broke with nothing to lose, man. They're pissed. So I wouldn't advise going up and talking to people. But if it's, I haven't seen anything severe enough that would warrant me calling the police.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're talking about California here. So
it was a different state. Yeah. I was curious
if
anybody
my neighbors
else
were having a party with 20 people and all these cars in their driveway. I don't know what I would feel about it. I'm not sure right
would
now.
Would you call someone? Would you call the police?
I don't know.
I'd
probably call them. Actually, I would call them. Never mind. I said don't approach the person. I would call them.
See, you would.
I'd be like, shut her down.
799-1037, or you can text us 71037. If you've been in a situation like that, I was curious if people have.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM with Riggs and Allie. We were just talking about COVID-19 compliance because they're saying, you know, not gathering in large groups, keeping your social distancing in public. But what do we do when we realize people are not taking that seriously or they're just being blatantly disregarding? Like, I have a friend in California, saw a party going on in the backyard in his neighborhood with 20 people, called a COVID compliance hotline. Cops came over, broke it up. He felt weird and awkward. Because he felt like
a snitch, didn't he?
He felt like he was narking, but he was like, it's for the greater goods. But
because you can't see the virus, so you're like, am I being ridiculous? Uh-huh. But when you think about that, it could really hurt someone. You go, okay, maybe I'm not being crazy here. I'm just trying to be responsible, that's all.
We got Diane on the phone. You can text us 71037, but Diane has called us. She's in Greenfield, South Milwaukee area. Or where are you at, Diane?
Greenfield area.
Cool. So what have you done in public? Has this happened to you? Have you said something to somebody?
My daughter and I went to Walmart on Highway 100. It was just, this lady was just too close, and my daughter had looked at me weird because I didn't even notice she was that close. And I actually turned around and I said, you know, can you step back a little bit? And she yelled and said my daughter should move up to the front, you know, the dots on the floor.
Oh, she was pointing to the dots.
Yeah, and my daughter's like, I don't need to move up. There was somebody in front of her. You know, they put those lines, and I know when they measure them, they go 6 feet from 6 feet, and it's a piece of tape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not 2 inches wide. I need,
I'm not 2 inches wide.
Yes, I know what you're saying. People are trying to squeeze in between those 6 feet tape lines because they're uncomfortable because of the gap. But I think you should just stand your ground. I'm with you. Just deal with the gap and feel awkward, and everyone's doing it. But did she have a mask on or anything?
No, and my daughter and I did. My daughter's pregnant.
Oh, I would lose it. Oh, I would lose it. That'd be it.
Yeah.
And she, when I turned my cart around backwards to leave that space, at least my shopping cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, "Well, you're ridiculous."
Oh God!
And she started cussing.
That's when you just keep your mouth shut and move on with your day.
Well, because you're dealing with a person that's insane.
We were in the service line. There was no walk away.
Oh yeah. Well, at moving afterwards, just keeping your mouth quiet while she's yelling. Let her dig her own hole.
What Riggs and I are saying is you're trying to reason with a nut job.
Yes.
That's what we're getting at. Like,
anything,
what's the point?
Anything you say to her, she's going to have something to say, and it's not going to be. So,
But
you did the right thing. And I hope
she took her cart and jammed it into my cart.
Oh, God, jeez. Jesus,
I'm sorry. Thank God kids aren't in school. Can I just say, what a bitch. Like, I can't even, dude. I'm getting mad. I'm sitting at home getting mad for this woman right now.
Hey, Diane, when is your daughter due, by the way?
October.
Nice.
Aww.
So we hope that
nice, but then we're going to go right back into flu season again.
Oh.
I know. So, I don't know.
So am I going to be able to hold my grandbaby? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't know.
Well, I hope everything hope everything goes well with that, and thank you so much for calling and listening to our show this morning.
And we have a coworker who had a baby in February and has family that lives close that hasn't even met the baby. Yeah, it's hard. Like, it's hard.
It is.
It's sad.
My husband's due next month.
Oh,
yeah. Well, good luck.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate listening this morning, Diane. Hey, Jenny is in Waukesha. Jenny, who works in healthcare.
Oh.
Jenny, what have you done when you see people not being polite about social distancing and such?
So, actually, my neighbors that live literally 2-3 houses away from me, they have a sign outside their house that says, no social distancing here, party here, or something like that.
It's inviting people into their house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know what you should do? You should make a sign and be like, oh, you're so cool. Look at you, you little rebel. Look at you. I mean, these people, what are they trying to prove?
The best part is that I go grocery shopping, I do a massive grocery shop, and then I come home.
Uh-huh.
And I came home that weekend after grocery shopping, and there's like 10 people in their backyard, like arm to arm, sitting down, like having like a bonfire type of thing without the bonfire. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
And you know what's
even
worse?
If you're working in healthcare, right, you want this to be over, and it can't be because people won't get. They won't use the. Oh, yeah.
And you know what sucks
girl.
Even more for you, Jenny? I feel like is those people probably praise you and they're like, you're such a hero. You're such a frontline worker. But then they do crap like that. And that's like stabbing you right in the back, you know? That's like kicking you while you're down. That's terrible.
And I feel so awkward when someone's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm like, I'm just doing my job.
Right. Well, I'm going to make it awkward. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we mean it. We really do. We take it seriously. So thank you.
But I confronted them.
You did.
I rolled down my window and I said, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
And tell me more. Keep going.
Yeah.
They're just like, I don't see what the problem is and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you guys know I work in healthcare. I come home every day and scrub.
Yeah.
You know, you're being ridiculous. And you're going to extend this because of your stupidity.
Yeah. He's going to last even longer for people like that. Well, thanks for calling, Jenny.
I feel bad for her. I do feel bad for her.
Yeah. I'm glad you confronted him. You said something. Thank you. I know it's awkward, but thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Stay on the course.
Well, people don't think about anyone but themselves.
No, they
don't.
So
sometimes you need to see a nurse or a doctor's face and go, hello?
One more call from Donna in Lake Geneva. Donna, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you have to say?
Good morning, Riggs and Allie.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Hey, girl.
Hi. So my story is actually my sister is an essential worker. She's a nurse.
Okay.
She has 3 children. So I and her husband works, okay? So I go over there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I babysit. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get in the car. So
let me get in my car real quick.
I love these women today. They're great.
They're great.
They're great.
The wind's blowing. So the kids were so, I mean, they're crazy right now, right?
Uh-huh.
They're doing like 3.5 hours of work.
Hold your hand up and say, I, yes, they're crazy.
My hands are on the floor. No kids. Thank you.
So then we decided to go for a walk, and there's a little park in my sister's subdivision. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
I brought a whole thing of those wet nap sanitizing.
Sanitizing wipes. Lysol wipes. Sure.
Gotcha.
Okay. And I had the hand sanitizer. What I did is I wiped down everything before they got on. Like,
okay.
We just were really, really careful. And this lady comes out. This is so embarrassing. Oh, my gosh. This lady comes out and starts yelling at me and says, how dare you? And she's, like, close to me.
How dare you wipe things down?
Yeah. Well, she said, you're not allowed to be at the park. Parks in Wisconsin are closed.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it. Actually, I don't believe that's true. Maybe in this subdivision, my sister said. Well, okay, so after she yells at me and I say, I wiped everything down. This park is cleaner than before. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you did a service. A
bunch of neighborhood kids. This is my family.
Yeah.
This is my family. You know, my sister's an essential
worker. Well, and is a Not to get logistical, but is a playground in a subdivision? Is that's not a public park? I mean, that's like the subdivision owns it, don't they? I don't even know how that all works, because I've been to those before.
That sounds like a gray area too.
It is gray, but to get there. So my sister comes home, and she's getting all these notifications. She pops up her Facebook page for her subdivision. There's a picture. There's a picture
of
all of us.
Of you?
Okay? Of me? My nephew who's two.
Somebody publicly shamed you?
She did.
After you wiped down all of the equipment with Lysol wipes and...
She put... She took your picture and posted it. Wow.
So embarrassing. Oh, my God.
I bet.
She's like, I'm so sorry. And she ended up taking care of it. You know, she slept on it because, you know, she had to relax.
Right.
What do you mean she took care of it? What does that mean? Tell me more.
She went to the person's house because they lived right... directly across the street from showed her the house.
She got the crazy mom, here I come walk. We've all seen girlfriend. Okay, keep going.
Every mom has an inner Karen that comes
in
out.
In her scrubs, she says the mom's pissed.
I'm an essential worker.
Yeah.
This is my sister coming to take care of my toddler and my children. This was not a play date. You know, how dare you put my kid's face all over the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't take confrontation very good. I'm the type of person that gets like all my eyes water.
Me too.
I hate confrontation.
I hate it. It's
Can
the worst.
I tell you a secret? Even confrontational people hate confrontation. If you're taking that from a confrontational person, nobody likes confrontation. Okay,
Allie, you're not confrontational.
No, not me. I mean, somebody else.
Well, Donna,
it's true though.
Donna, thank you
nobody
for calling.
Nobody likes confrontation. I'm not trying to sidetrack here, but I don't think anybody likes it.
No, but that's the point of the thing. It's sometimes confrontation is needed. It's for the greater good. But when you see something, say something. So
I feel bad for her. That was rude.
Yeah,
that,
I think her saying something is okay if she wants to come up and say, hey, you probably shouldn't be at the park. You should have hashed it out there and then moved on with your life. I think she took it a step further going on Facebook, but that's what Karen's
literally
do.
One of those Karens bored in the house.
She was a Karen, yes.
Could have just let it go or sent the mom a message privately and said, I'm not comfortable with this and this. She was awful.
It's so funny, this Karen thing. All of the kids, well.
Karens, yes.
She's a Karen.
She is a Karen,
She's a
yes.
Karen.
It's a Karen thing, yes.
She's a total Karen. Yes.
She's a COVID Karen is what she is.
She's a real COVID Karen. Yeah.
Hey, Donna.
With a C and a C.
Thanks for listening, Donna. We appreciate you. It's Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Ooh, it's getting awkward in here. On Monday, Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari announced they were getting divorced.
Yeah.
By yesterday, Wednesday, they had both refiled documents, lighting the other one up. Now, his were held private and sealed. Hers were not. And the things she said were not very pretty. She apparently didn't like what he said in his divorce document, so she then went and filed new ones, too. He was claiming that he was the sole kind of primary... the sole caregiver when it came to the two of them. And she laughed at that and said, no, I'm the primary caregiver. She does most of the taking care of the kids. So that came out in the documents. But then now she's saying that he is basically, I don't even know, would this be emotional abuse, holding money back from her so she can't move out, so she can't get a house with the kids. She said she started looking for a house in fall of last year, so like 6 months ago.
Right.
They were already having issues. She said they tried to work it out, so she stopped looking for another house, and then it all went to hell again during COVID because, you know.
They're stuck together. Yeah, even more.
You're stuck in it. Your problems are exposed. I get it. You know, you can't. You're celebrities who can't really go anywhere like you normally do. So she came out and filed these documents saying he's holding money from me. He's trying to control me with the money and all these. And then he tries to incite arguments with her in front of the kids, is what she's claiming. This is all, unfortunately, fairly standard with pissed off couples and kids involved.
Sure. What's the difference if his is sealed and hers is not sealed? What does that mean? Like, you can't publicly talk about his, but you can talk about hers?
It means we can't read his, but we can read hers. That's what it means. And
And why he would seal his and she wouldn't seal hers.
Maybe he asked to have it sealed and she said, screw you.
I don't know.
She's a reality star and he's an athlete and she doesn't care because she lives her life like that.
Athletes is just a loose term to use for Jay Cutler. Like, come on.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm just saying. Well, I'm saying he's in a world where you pretend like everything's great.
Right.
On reality TV, you don't care if your crap gets exposed because it gets you better ratings and more attention. Yeah. That is my point, right?
Fair. Well, let's see how much worse this gets over the next couple days.
Ooh, 3 days it took for this much.
If it's a dumpster fire in 3 days, it's going to be a freaking junkyard fire by the end of the week.
Well, it's actually getting real. That's what it's getting.
Yeah, 100%.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
You're sending me your damn TikToks, and then I get distracted, and I can't stop watching TikToks, Riggs. I appreciate you not so much right now.
Allie,
okay.
I was TikTok famous for like a day and a half.
Hey, you can continue to be TikTok famous, man. I love TikTok, and there's no shame in it. If you don't like music and dancing, well, then go away anyway. How about that?
There you go. So my mom works in healthcare in South Carolina. She's on the front lines. I mean, she does x-rays and chest x-rays for COVID patients. So when someone comes in and they're testing for COVID, my mom has to gear up in full PPE, everything. She's right there every day with it. She works 5 days a week.
She's being exposed, essentially. Yeah.
And a lot of celebrities are reaching out and thanking these people. Regular people are reaching out and thanking healthcare workers. Like, thank you for being on the front lines, putting your life at risk and everyone. So,
hold on, though. So your mom got a Zoom call from a celebrity, but I'm dying to know who this is. Can I ask you a couple questions first?
So she got,
and
they
then
got
people can play along.
And my mom is a huge fan of this person, and they said he wants to, I'll say he, it's a man.
You're not even letting me ask. You're telling me everything.
Ahead.
He's a man already. That was one of my questions. Okay.
It's a man.
So it's a man.
Yep.
Is he a musician?
He is a musician, yes.
Is he an A-lister? Does he sell out concerts?
Yes.
Still to this day?
Still to this day, yes.
Has he been around for a long time?
Yes.
Has he always sold out concerts, or did he have to build up to that?
I'm sure at one point he had some struggling years, but
he's sold out concerts for years. Does he come to Milwaukee ever?
Yes, he does.
I got it.
I'm sure you know who it is. If you know my mom, you know who it is.
Well, of course. And I've been to see this guy in concert at Alpine Valley. If we're talking about the same. Wait, did this guy really Zoom your mom? Tell me everything now.
This guy really Zoomed my mom. Who? It was Jimmy Buffett.
Dude, like Justin Timberlake Zooming me, man.
I know.
I would have all the feels. Jeff was probably like, oh my God, it's Jimmy Buffett on Zoom.
Now, my mom has been a Jimmy Buffett fan for like 30 years, right? She never misses a Jimmy Buffett concert when he comes through, doesn't? And she knows a friend that works at the Margaritaville restaurant in Orlando, Florida. So this person meets Jimmy Buffett pretty regularly. A couple times a year, he goes to that restaurant. So this friend calls my mom and says, hey, Jimmy Buffett wants to thank some essential workers, some healthcare workers. I know you're in healthcare. Would you like to be on the call? And my mom was like, yes, yes, 100%.
She got to Zoom with Jimmy Buffett. How many people were on your mom's healthcare, thank you call?
She said there were about 15 people on the call.
That's it?
Yeah. So it was
on a Zoom call. That's not that many.
No.
On a Zoom call, you can see everybody and talk to them directly. It's not like you have thousands of people on it.
He said he talked to everybody. Everybody got to ask a question. My mom said hello first. And then my mom was the last one that he asked a question to. And she randomly asked him, she was like, you know, when you come out at the end of the show, you play one song solo on your guitar. It's an acoustic song. I love that part of your show.
He does.
Yeah.
I was clearly too drunk when I saw Jimmy Buffett at Alpine Valley to remember the last song of the night, let me tell you that.
So he goes, how do you decide what song you're going to sing at the end? Do you just pick a song out of a hat? Do you have something in mind? How do you do it? And he was like, he went through the story and he goes, why, what song would you want me to sing? And she names her favorite song, which is called Tin Cup Chalice. And he was like, oh, I can play that. Reaches back, grabs his guitar, plays the whole song in its entirety. My mom goes, moderating it, which you could tell she was uncomfortable because she didn't expect Jimmy Buffett to perform a song for my mom solo and for the whole group.
Like,
the whole song, he played it beginning to end. He was like, thank you, Debbie. Thank you, everybody, for being healthcare workers. It was so nice for him to do that. And I was like, how cool for my mom. Because my mom is alone down there in South Carolina. She doesn't have any family down there with her right now.
She moved after your parents got divorced, right? And kind of started over and
my sister
living her best life.
Yeah, my youngest sister was living with her for a while, but she went back home to Indiana. So my mom's by herself. So something like this was something my mom could look forward to. It's something she can look back on and have as a cool memory during this time. So I thought it was cool for him to do that. Jimmy Buffett. made a Zoom phone call, a Zoom meet and greet with my mom. So,
I mean, that's a really cool story.
It is.
I loved it. She's going to have it forever. And thank you, Jimmy Buffett, for the water slides at Margaritaville. Yes. Those are great.
Thank you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. You know, I don't want kids, but I would like to rent your children just for the hilarity and the things that they say sometimes, dude.
They're nuts, man. I got to tell you this. I have a hell to the no I want to share this morning because I was driving down the road, taking my kids to their dad's house. It's like, you know, we go out a couple times a week in the car. That's exciting, isn't it?
It's a road trip.
It's a road trip.
Getting out of the house. Wow.
Yeah.
New scenery.
Here we go, boys. Woo! Yeah. Every week. And we're sitting in the car, and I'm driving down the road, minding my own business. Both the boys are in the back seat, looking off into the daylight because they're off technology for once for the day, right?
Taking in nature. And, wow.
Taking in nature for 30 minutes for a second. And out of nowhere, Riggs. Yeah. And I mean nowhere. Owen, my older 8.5-year-old, just screams, screams at the top of his lungs.
What?
Casserole! Casserole.
What?
The word casserole. Right, right. Okay, wait, let me just start.
Had you just eaten casserole?
No, we hadn't eaten anything. In fact, it was the middle of the day. Nobody had eaten a thing in hours, okay?
Were you planning on having casserole later?
No. So in fact, I don't even make casseroles, Riggs. Do I look like a I don't even know where my child learned the word casserole
from,
okay?
This is just completely out of nowhere. This is ridiculous.
And he doesn't have Tourette's, and I'm not even trying to be funny. It's like he literally just screamed casserole at the top of his lungs in the back of the car. So then, this is where it gets better. So then I'm sitting there kind of jolted, right? Because I'm driving.
Well, yeah.
Peacefully, and I'm like, Jesus, this guy just yelled casserole. But before I could say anything, because I'm still in shock from him screaming it, Hudson, my 6.5-year-old, I love it when they just talk like they're grown-ups out of nowhere, because this is what Hudson did. He stops, it's silent, he turns to Owen, and he goes, I guess all I see is Hudson's face in my rearview mirror going, Owen, why'd you scream that out of nowhere? That, as serious as day, like he was a grown up. And then he goes, that really scared me.
Hell no. Scared the kid.
So,
shouting
him screaming casserole was funny and weird on its own. But then when Hudson turned to him like he's a 40-year-old dude articulating his feelings, why'd you just scream casserole out of nowhere? That scared me.
I love when they talk like adults. That's great.
It's hysterical. Yeah. He was like talking to me like when your parents talk to you. Like, I'm sorry. Could you explain your behavior? It was like Hudson was talking to Owen like that. Like, what did you just do that for? That didn't make any sense.
You know, I think that your kids now deserve a casserole. I think you should make them a casserole. Just an honor.
I'm not making a casserole. I don't know where he heard the word. He's not getting one.
It's a Wisconsin treat. It's a great thing to bring to like a potluck.
You gotta
get a potluck. Everybody brings a
casserole. Well, then his wife or husband can make it for him one day. How about that?
There you go. Fair. Casserole!
Casserole?
We'll make it a new swear word. Why not?
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's gonna be May.
Tomorrow's gonna be May, yes.
May.
I love that so much.
You know how women get when we get those old jams going? We're like, all of a sudden we think we're Aretha freaking Franklin, you know? And we're like, it's gonna be May.
But you're not. You're still Allie in New Berlin, so settle down.
We're just that annoying chick singing to you. That's all we are.
Yeah. So malls aren't something that I would think would be opening up right away by any means because crowds gathering. But shoppers can now pick up more than just food. 10 retail stores are now offering curbside pickup at Mayfair Mall.
Tell me more.
Sounds
I was thinking
cool,
about
right?
Mayfair the other day, by the way, because I was looking for somewhere to order dinner and I was like, ooh, and you know, just looking at the list, I was like, Cheesecake Factory, hello, friends.
Well, these are actual stores inside the mall that are offering curbside stuff.
So I want to know more.
Yeah, people are going to be very nervous to go back into public places like this, is what they're saying, but they want these stores to still be able to sustain. So,
yes,
hold on.
Yes.
I had to accept
one of our
cookies,
friends works high up in the in a retail chain, a popular store, and he's been furloughed. I mean, they're not. What are you going to do if you run? If you're at that, if you're an executive for a clothing company, you just sit there right now. You know, it's like if it's not online. So, what stores? I'm sorry, did you say?
Yeah, they're offering curbside pickup during the hours of 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 6 on Sunday. Individual store hours may vary. The Mayfair Mall website has a lot of them, but Barnes and Noble, Blink Artisan Boutique, Blush Hair Boutique, Board Game Barrister, Bubblicious.
Well, stop. Slow down. Did you hear what you just said? Board game.
Yeah. Board Game Barrister.
You said people are having trouble finding puzzles and stuff.
Board Game Barrister, bro. Yeah. That's a great place to go and pick up something, right?
Yes,
Bubblicious. I'm not sure what Bubblicious is, but it looks like a cool store.
I got to admit it.
The Buckle, of course. I love going to The Buckle with some clothes from there. And the Cheesecake Factory is on the list. Look at that.
Yeah, it is because I knew they were still doing pickup.
The Container Store. Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Hold on. Stop again.
Huh?
The Container Store. Another very relevant one where you could pick stuff up and work on your house and not have to go in.
Maggiano's, Little Italy, Nicovani's, not bad. Nordstrom as well. Panera Bread.
You just hit the women right in the heart.
Nordstrom.
Right there. What'd you say?
Nordstrom. Did I hit more women when I said Panera Bread? Yes. The P.F. Chang's,
Pot Valley. The broccoli cheese soup. The broccoli cheese soup.
Talbots. There's a bunch of them offering curbside service.
Oh, my mom started screaming when you said Talbots.
Right? Again, this is at Mayfair Mall, so they're doing the best they can to kind of help those businesses continue to sustain during this crazy time that we're all in right now. So there you go.
Whatever you got to do to keep people safe but still employed, I'm in. And
absolutely.
Keep us entertained, I'm down.
Please, yes.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yep.
So, Riggs.
Yes.
You just asked me off the air about the peanut butter you gave me.
Oh,
which we did social distancing style. You dropped it off with a pole.
Yeah, and a bag.
Nobody touched anybody.
Nope.
You didn't like the peanut butter they substituted in your order. You're a very brand-specific guy. Fine.
I love Jif, bro. Kids, I want my Jif.
It's fine, but my kids had never had crunchy peanut butter. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, it's just creamy because they were little and now they're old enough. Owen's obsessed. Thank you very much.
Yes.
He's now obsessed with crunchy. Yes. Hudson doesn't want the crunchy. The
he wants the creamy?
I said, oh, so now I got to buy two kinds for the rest of my life? And Hudson goes, sorry, Mommy. I said, Hudson, it's okay. It's peanut butter. We all have a preference. I'm not going to judge on this one.
Good.
I said, I'll continue to buy creamy and crunchy for the rest of your life. Love you, boo.
Good.
I'm not making you eat this if you don't want. Okay, so Joe Exotic, he's, of course, must be bored in prison, but he's throwing a fit and he's again trying to get out of prison because the jail he's in had a big outbreak. It has like the second biggest jail outbreak in America, the one he's in.
Yep.
So he's freaking out, but unfortunately, when you basically pay someone to go kill someone.
Yeah, but she's
nobody's
still alive.
Really, nobody's
still,
really interested.
She's still alive. It's okay, I say. I say it's all right. There's people that there's people that have done worse things in jail than Joe Exotic, and he's the entertainer that we all need because I think he would come out and entertain us all. Did I tell you what I said?
You're right.
I said this off the air, Allie.
What?
I was watching Joe Exotic TV earlier, like his crazy videos that he always did, and I felt I was sad because this is like finding out about Michael Jordan now. Like you're never gonna get
Riggs,
new material though.
Stop.
I'm never gonna get to see new Michael Jordan. I'm never gonna get to see new Joe Exotic.
Yes,
I just
you
have
will.
To watch the
Joe Exotic
stuff.
Is gonna get out one day. He's in prison in Texas. Okay, he's not gonna be there his whole life. He's gonna get out one day and he's gonna make those stupid videos again. And we aren't gonna be in quarantine, so we're gonna be like, why was this entertaining when we were? And that's gonna be the end of it. Okay, but listen, the guy's a character. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, he is entertaining, but at the end of the day, I can't with this guy. Let me out of prison because everyone's contagious. You're lucky you're alive.
Yeah, true.
I worry about the people in prison, like the people working. I worry about the people in prison, like the innocent ones. Those are the ones I'm concerned about with the COVID outbreaks. Not you, Joe Exotic.
Hey, I'm concerned about you, Joe. I'm concerned about you. Free Joe Exotic.
Damn it, Riggs. You have put entertainment over life.
What killed her husband whacked him. Huh? Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Yep.
Hey, Riggs.
Him to Tigers.
Riggs.
What? What's happening?
My friend,
Carol Bam,
who's a producer of reality TV in LA. No, this is hysterical.
Yeah.
He put up on Instagram. Tell me what you would say. The four things you don't want to, the four words you should never say on a first date.
What's
that will turn them away.
What's
I don't
that?
Know if he's working on a show. Somebody wrote in the comments. Hello, okay. I'm Carol Baskin.
Yeah, right?
Those were the four words.
Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, 945 with Riggs and Alley. You can always get our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, which is fantastic. You'll hear throwback stuff all day long. Of course, tomorrow, it's going to be May.
Ah!
If you didn't know, now you know. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie?
God, there it is.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I learned.
You're fine. It's a crappy computer. Whatever. Go ahead. What did you learn on the show?
We still love NSYNC, though. I learned that your mom, who is a healthcare worker, got to be on a Zoom call with only 15 other people and a celebrity.
Yep.
And it made her, not day, life.
Yeah.
Because she is a huge fan. And so I love hearing stories like this. Your mom was on a Zoom call with Jimmy Buffett. Sorry. Go ahead, Riggs.
Jimmy Buffett wanted to thank a bunch of healthcare workers. My mom knows somebody that works at the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville restaurant in Orlando. So she has an ear to Jimmy Buffett. So when Jimmy Buffett asked his employees, "Do you know any healthcare workers personally?" my mom's friend said, "I do." And my mom would love to do it. And my mom, she called my mom and said, "Debbie, do you want to do a Zoom conference call with Jimmy Buffett?" And she goes,
"I'm sorry, what?
Why do you ask stupid questions that you already know the answer to?" "Yes, of course."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom got to have a Zoom call with Margaritaville man himself, Mr. Cheeseburger in Paradise. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's so cool. And that's cool that he did it. And I love it that no matter who you are in America, you still have to know someone to get anything cool to happen.
Yeah.
We're still there.
I learned this morning that there are still people struggling with following social distancing and, you know, paying attention to the safer at home orders. And we've had listeners that have had to have encounters with people in public. And some listeners who have done things like go to the park and then been shamed on Facebook for doing she's babysitting
kids.
We had
a listener call because she was babysitting her niece and nephew because her sister works in healthcare. So she watches them because they need childcare. She takes them to the playground in the subdivision, not really a public, you know, a subdivision playground, wipes it down, lets the kids play, but right after she wipes it down and lets them play,
here comes Corona Karen.
Karen came up and started yelling at her, "Why are you on this? I'm calling somebody."
By the way, I put this on our Facebook and somebody said that they had to yell at someone that was getting too close to them in a line at a grocery store, and she goes, "I kind of had a Karen moment," and I said, no. Karen moments are unwarranted and ridiculous. Like, if you take it to a level that it doesn't need to be at, you're being a Karen. If you're being reasonable and saying, "Hey, would you mind keeping your space a little bit? We're kind of all going through the same thing right now. Thank you." There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, which is what people need to understand. I love that you pointed that out. You can complain and not be a Karen if you're valid.
Of course.
You're a Karen when you're being annoying and obnoxious for no reason. Yes, I'm with you.
Karen complains about the coupon that expired yesterday that you're not honoring. Shut up, Karen.
Karen holds everybody up because she needs a price check on one thing that's going to save her 5 cents.
Yes.
That's Karen. Karen.
Shut up, Karen. There's other people in the world besides you and your terrible three kids and your minivan and your short haircut, Karen. That's not all Karens, but most Karens. You can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Can you hang out for a little while longer? You want to hang out till noon? It's Throwback Thursday. So
yes,
I'm going to play some throwback stuff. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.